We continue Ketz Shulchan Aruch Siman Pehei Sif Dalad. Vabatim Shein Shem Adleikam, in the homes where there are no fire, Al Shem Kraven V'Yireim, but they're close and concerned Shet Tegiyah Gam Lahem, that the fire will reach them. Kimin Shem Einem B'Hum Kulkach, they are not in such a state of anxiety. Metarim Latzah Kol Dover L'Mokon Shem Metarim L'Hotzi. They could take out whatever they need to take out as long as they could carry Metarim L'Hotzi L'Shem, it's a place to which they may carry. Money and other expensive items, even though they're muksa, they may be saved from this immediate law, great loss. A fire, a flood, a concern of robbery. So if you have something muksa and you want to be able to carry them, put on them on top of them a food, and carry the muksa and the food together. Again, if there's a fire light, a candle on, and there's a concern that that candle could become a greater fire, that too may be moved. And the svara, the logic behind this halacha, is that when it's somebody's actual fire, his level of anxiety is very great. When it's not his fire, his level of anxiety is less, and he'll be able to think what to do. Therefore, Chazal were lenient with muksa. There's some say, because again, Chazal were concerned that if they won't be lenient, the person may come to do bigger averus, or some suggest that under such circumstances, the halachas of muksa were not said. Also, the Biur Halacha says when it comes to determine if it's a hefsek gadol or not, it's really very subjective. And what may be a hefsek gadol to one person is not a hefsek gadol to another person. Ava b'makim, acha enshim hatal tavakei muksa. Under other circumstances, of course, we may never carry muksa. That when we carry these muksa items, they can be carried even without putting like a piece of bread on top of them. In such circumstances, nitcha is a muksa, the isa muksa doesn't apply. Of course, even if we're being lenient, we cannot carry to a place to which we may not carry. There are those that are lenient that they could carry less than Dal Amos at a time, which normally we're machmer. Here we could be lenient. Some are lenient that allow carrying to be done with a shinui, not in a normal way of carrying. And some are lenient that even though we know that you can't carry from one Rosh Hashanah Yochid to another Rosh Hashanah Yochid without a Rivah Chatzeris, here they're more lenient about the Rivah Chatzeris as well. All Sefer Kodesh, Ben Shem, B'Ksa, Ben Shem, B'Tfus, in any format, Metzilin, Asayim, B'nei Leka, we could save them from a fire, or Shet of Mayim, or a flood of Kodoyma. Afilu, Chotzer, Mavi, Shetzirin, Lahoyitz, Misham, Machem, Shleyasa, Erev, even to a place where you normally may not carry, if you did not make an Erev with that place, here, you could be more lenient. V'huk, Shem, Sekonim, B'inyin, Shoyim, Merl, Aruv, Echatzeris, Shetufim, Mevoyz. It has to be that the setup is a setup that an Erev would work, just you didn't make an Erev. But if you didn't make, if it's not a setup in which an Erev would work, then you can't be lenient. Anything that we speak about here being saved is as long as, in the Kisvei Kodesh, is as long as it's usable. But if it would not be usable, then they can't be saved, unless it's a Sefer Torah. But a Sefer Torah, it has to be able to have 85 letters, then we could save it. V'idei ev kachavim through a nochri, mutter la'atzilam, they may be saved, afilo derech shus rabim. But Saul's amazement is like, ayin l'kamon. Sevav matzilam tikka sefer ima sefer. When we save a sefer, we could also carry, save the binding in which we could save it. V'tikka tefillin, tefillin, the tefillin boxes together with the tefillin. And it's important to point out that it's always best to try to do these things through a nochri than through a Jew when entering all sorts of shilas. Sif Zayin, Sefer Torah, Kodim L'Hatzel, L'Shasfarim. The first thing to try to save when we talk about Kisvei Kodesh is a Sefer Torah. Sefchesk sheish shash sakonis nafashis. But when there's a question of sakonis nafashis, mutal l'chabas is the leka, then you could extinguish a fire. And that's why the Paiskim say that many of the halachas that we learned in our simon here are not that relevant, because whenever there's a fire, there's a legitimate concern that the fire would spread. The fire may hit electricity or different parts of the house that are flammable and dangerous. If Jews live amongst the Nachrim, you could extinguish a fire in the home of a Nachri. Every situation should be judged independently. To extinguish his mutter, for saving money, that is not a right to be mechal Shabbos. If somebody did so, yelech etzel rav, he should go to a rav, levakish yirei tshuva, what you do for tshuva. The earlier Paiskim speak about fast days, many fast days. The later Paiskim say that fast days come with their own sets of concerns, that people have bittul Torah, they don't learn the way they normally learn. If they're fasting, they become angry quicker, which are, of course, things that we want to avoid, and therefore every situation should be determined independently. Simen Peivav, Dinei Rechitza. Also, Luchritz Kol Gufay, one can't wash his entire body, Afilu Roiv Gufay, even most of his body, Afilu B'mayim Chamer, hot water, because Chazal were concerned that people, if they were allowed to wash in hot water, there were people, the people who were in charge of the bathhouses would then warm up the water on Shabbos and say that it was warm from before Shabbos. And therefore, we may not wash ourselves in hot water. I feel a huchman bear of Shabbos, even if they were heated from before Shabbos. I feel a lichat shlevi pam achas, even if you're not intending to wash your entire body at one time. Ela ever, one limb at a time. Also, barav gufoy, you may not wash most of your body that way. But feel a konis lemechatz, to enter into bathhouse, rak lezia, just for getting for sauna, gam ken osur. Amut alukas pon of yodav raglev, you're allowed to wash your hands, feet, and face. Micham shukh barav Shabbos, from water that was heated from barav Shabbos. If the situation of choila, where a person has to wash himself because he's not well, there's room for leniency, but of course the leniency should only be applied for water that was heated from before Shabbos. Sif Beis, Maim Shem Mekorim, Noivim Chamim, water that comes from a hot spring, K'may Chamim Tveria Ko'edoima, the springs in Tveria, Imheim Bekarka, if they're underground, Ve'ein HaMokim Mekorim, there's no roof over that spot, Mutter luchas by mafil kol goyfei, one can wash even his whole body. Avam heim bekli, but if they're in a vessel, osha makam makayra, or it's a place that has a roof osser. Mafil konis rak lebeis hamerchitz lazia, somebody just walks into a bathhouse for purpose of a sauna osser. Yeshem de koshem bekarka, afil makam makura, it doesn't make a difference, even if, as long as they're from the ground, even if it has a covering, when one could wash there. Because the reason they made this rule was because they were concerned, as we said, that the bathhouse attendants would heat the water on Shabbos. However, something that is heated before Shabbos doesn't have a, is no problem. But there's another consideration about going to these springs on Shabbos. It might be considered doing refuah, which of course we know we may not do refuah. Something which is considered refuah on Shabbos is also. Somebody could go to do to the mikveh if it's cold. After you go to the cold mikveh, don't stand next to the fire to heat the water on your body up. That's considered like you're washing in hot water. Even though we're learning that you should only go to a cold mikveh, many are more lenient that if it's impossible or difficult to go too cold mikveh, just too cold to enter. You could go into a warm mikveh. It shouldn't be very hot. It shouldn't be a place where a person stays long. And it should be a place, of course, as we just learned, also make sure not to make the water on your body, and your water on your body should not get heated up. But again, if that's a concern that you won't go to the mikveh, many are lenient allowed to go to the mikveh under those circumstances. Of course, if one can go to a cold mikveh, that's the best. Even if one just washed his hands in cold water, don't put them next to the heat by the malachim when there's still moisture on your hand. Then it will be considered as if you wash yourself in water that got heated on Shabbos. Water that got heated on Shabbos, we can't wash any of our body with. First, dry your body with a towel. One should shake off all the liquid from his body before he dries himself, that therefore there will be left on your body, only a little water. Somebody who washes himself has to be very careful not to cause that the hair should be squeezed out of, water should be squeezed out of the hair. One has to be careful not to swim. One may not go swimming on Shabbos v'yontif. Shouldn't cause anything that's floating on the water to float. If the body of water is in a place where one may not carry, then one should be careful. Before he leaves that place, he should remove all the water that's on his hair and on his body, to make them sure they're very dry, that there should be no water left on his body, and walk out from one place to another place. In the river, the lake, one should be careful, he shouldn't walk with water that's on his body for Dalar Amis. Kianor, as we learned previously, has the status of a Carmelist, and one is not allowed to carry anything Dalar Amis in a Carmelist. Because people don't know all the details of this halacha, we avoid washing ourselves on Shabbos, afilu mitzayin, even with cold water, ki im l'tzarech mitzvah, unless there's a mitzvah reason to do it. If a woman has to go to the mikveh. Sif, hey, not alamin as fas anor. Somebody could walk by, stand by the beach, ulerchetz yad benar, and wash his hands in the river. He's taking his hands with the water on them from the river to the beach. Lefisha nor hu karmelis. The river is considered halachically a karmelis. V'sfas hanor, and the beach is also considered a karmelis. And the halacha is that mutalaitzim a karmelis l'karmelis, one can transport something from one area which is a karmelis to another area which is a karmelis, as long as it was carried pachsma arba amas, less than a distance of dalar amas. Rak shizor, a person has to be most careful l'nagev yadav hetiv, to dry his hands well, before he walks Dalar Amis with the wet hands, if he's walking in a Carmelis. And the same thing is, if he's walking in the water itself, he should be careful to make sure that he's not wet and walking with the water on him, because that would mean that he's walking Dalar Amis in a Carmelis.